Now, I know a lot of you gonna think that I'm crazy for making this video, but I'm confident that the more that I speak and show, and I guess you could kind of say expose, the more sense it's gonna make. What is going on, you filthy deplorables? So, last night, I don't even know where this came from, but I had an epiphany. It came from, I believe, about 2 hours after I watched a video. I watched a video of one of these amateur rockets going up into space and hitting the firmament. Now, if you guys are still under the illusion that the Earth is a round ball and we're moving at millions and billions of miles through the solar system, click off the video right now. Just go somewhere else. Okay? I'm sorry. But for those of you that know that nothing about this world is what we think it is, just hear me out. So think about it. You have these amateur people. Anything from NASA, you could fucking forget about it. Don't listen to a word. They're all liars. NASA in Hebrew spells, what is it? Deceit or lies or whatever? Or deception? Anyway. It's all bullshit. Don't listen to that. But something puzzled me. Now, I've shown you guys several videos of people shooting these amateur rockets up, and by the time they hit the firmament, something never really stuck out with me. Shouldn't they shatter into a billion pieces? They should, right? At that speed, you would think. But they don't. There is some type of barrier up there that is not made of stone or concrete or whatever. I'm under the impression at this point that it's all water. How God did it, I don't know. But I know they throw a hell of it, a whole hell of a lot of it in movies. Think about a movie where you see, you know, people, and this is several movies. I showed you guys this on a live stream one night. All the movies where they jump through water and all of a sudden they're in this whole new place, some beautiful land. I showed you guys that on a live stream. Unfortunately, I get so many fucking emails, I don't even remember who sent it to me. But I showed you that, right? This is all going to make sense in a second. So then I always thought about, okay, the firmament. I explained this to Vivian earlier and I used this as an example. So, this is where we live within this closed off world. This is where God put us, right? This is not a good example because we know it's higher in the middle, but eventually it all comes down on the sides, right? Which means if we could get close to the sides of this closed off system that we live in, we would be able to see it. Obviously, we can't fly, so we can't just fly up there and see it ourselves. But if we could get close enough to the edge, right here, it'll be just like in our backyard, right? Now, the funny thing about this is, there was a movie made about it, right? There was a movie made about it. And they kind of said the silent part out loud, expecting, as they always do, for us to never catch on. I'm going to play that movie for you. Or should I say the last clip of when they realize that it's all bullshit. Watch. Okay, I'm pretty sure all of you seen The Truman Show, right? The point is, there is, if you go out far enough, there's a point where this thing that's locking us in here all comes down. So think about it. In the middle, it's high, but eventually it comes down. That part is where Truman found the edge. Now, here's the thing. We're not allowed to go to the edge. Anything past Antarctica, we're not allowed to go. Lord knows what the hell is north of us. We have no idea. We're not really allowed to go. Every now and then they put out some bullshit documentary about somebody saying we're in the North Pole, but doesn't actually mean they're in the North Pole. I could tell you guys I'm filming this from the North Pole right now. Doesn't make it true. But the point that I need you guys to remember is that we are not allowed to go. It's almost as if we are deliberately kept right in the center of this prison. I'm starting to realize it now, of this prison that we are in. So let's switch speeds. There was another movie called Pacific Rim. I saw it in a movie theater twice in 2013 when my ex-wife and I separated. Right? I watched it like 4 days apart. I watched one in 3D, one regular. And in the movie Pacific Rim, because you know movies always kind of tell the truth, but you would think it's science fiction, man. But those of us that are awake, we understand the difference. Anyway, the point is this. In the movie Pacific Rim, if you haven't seen it, it's a great movie. I watched it about a million times. There were monsters, they call them kaiju, right? They came up from a portal in the Pacific Ocean, right? Everything that we tried, humanity, tried to destroy the portal, it wouldn't go through. Lo and behold, at the end of the movie, it turns out that only the kaiju's, this is the most important word, DNA. The kaiju's DNA, as in, if you were not a kaiju, you could not go through the portal. Anything made here on Earth, you know, bombs, rockets, whatever, would never go through. Kind of like how all these man-made things that we fired up into the firmament and they never got through. Anything made by man cannot get through. But what about things made by God? Well, what's made by God? Us. We are. So let's take a quick step back. In Pacific Rim, that was the way they saved the world. They didn't save it because it was a part two, which means they came back. Funny thing is, when they came back, it was humans that helped them come back. But anyway, the point is, it was the DNA, right? I think about the terraforming, if you could call it that, that Bill Gates is doing. I don't know why I'm throwing this in there, but it is very interesting to think about. Watch the scene, and I'll explain afterwards. Let me explain the scene first. One of the doctors, and the actor was Charlie Day, merged, you know, connected minds with the kaiju, and when he did, he got their master plan. And this is what the kaiju wanted to do with us. Instead of kaiju, just think of the word demons. Think of CERN, think of Area 51, think of all that. Watch.
Nice. Better get ready.
Pilot to failure connection.
Marshall! Marshall! I need to talk to you.
Not now, Mr. Gottlieb. I'm sure you can appreciate how important this moment is to me.
Newton created a neural bridge from garbage and drifted with a kaiju.
I found him prone and he's sort of dazed. I don't exactly know what. To do.
told you it would work.
Yes, you did. Well, what'd you see?
You know, it was only a fragment of a brain, so really all I was able to get was like a series of images or impressions, you know, like when you blink your eyes over and over and over again, all you really see are like frames. It was emotional.
Newton. Okay, Newton.
Hey, so.
Newton, look at me. Now I want you to take your time and be very specific.
Okay. Well, I don't feel like they're just following some sort of animalistic urge, you know, just hunting and gathering. I think they're attacking us under orders.
That's impossible.
Is that impossible?
It's impossible.
Because...
You know what? Why did you come for the guy?
You! Shut up!
Yes, sir.
You! Keep talking.
These beings, these masters, they're colonists. They overtake worlds. They just consume them and then they move on to the next. And they've been here before in sort of a trial run. It was the dinosaurs. But the atmosphere wasn't conducive, right? So they waited it out. And they waited it out. And now, you know, with ozone depletion and carbon monoxide polluted waters, well, we practically terraformed it for them. Because now they're coming back. It's perfect. See, the first wave, that was just the hounds. Categories 1 through 4, it was nothing. Their sole purpose was to aim for the populated areas and take out the vermin. Us, the second wave, that is the exterminators. And they will finish the job. And then, the new tenants will take possession.
Okay, so we have a couple different things there. One, we terraform the place for them. Again, this is, guys, look, you think I'm going insane? Just click off. It's fine. But think about that word, terraforming. What is Bill Gates doing? What's the reason for the chemtrails? What are they really doing? I mean, they're not killing us fast enough if that was their goal. But let's say if it was. Now you got CERN involved. You got pretty much every fucking government in the world involved. Who knows? But it all goes back to the DNA. The DNA. It all goes back to that. Now, actually, I have to write some bullet points. I haven't done this in a while. Now, I think it's safe to conclude that there is water on the other side of the firmament. If you don't believe me, some things that we've seen in the sky, turns out we were looking at it completely the wrong way. I'll show you one, I got about five, but I'm just going to show you one of a rocket that was fired up and how it skips. It doesn't break. It doesn't get destroyed upon impact, but it hits the firmament and it kind of just skips across. Watch.
Okay, stand by there. Change warlock status. Okay, right now, you stop the opponent. It's good. And we had a pretty large bang, so it was a pushing and warning there.
Now you see that, right? Now, I mean, it's basic physics. If, you know, a car runs into a brick wall, it's demolished immediately. But for some reason, and like I said, I have a bunch of these videos. If you guys want, we'll watch it on the live stream later on today. But for some reason, it doesn't do that. It's almost, it just skips across. Think of a skipping rock if you've ever done that. I'm actually really good at it. But what do they say? As above, so below. You understand what I mean? You can't tell me that's not water up there. That shit looked like a fucking boat in the water. Now, what effect does that have on us down here? Well, as far as we know, it has no effect on us. But what about the other side? You understand what I mean? You have to remember, the US, Russia, Germany, they fired nukes up to it to try and see if they could break it. Nothing can break it. First of all, God created it, so back off. Okay? You can't break through what God made. They think they're making some progress using CERN, but I don't know. Let's see what happens. I hope you guys are following me. Okay? So on the other side of this thing that we call the firmament, something that God put in place to separate us from whatever the hell is on the other side. Listen, I know I'm going to get all the assholes. No, well, Jupiter is in the east and Venus is in the west. Listen, guys, look, if you still believe that bullshit, turn the fucking video off. Just go somewhere else. Go. Everybody, anybody. Don't give me that bullshit. You know, I love when people say that. No, but Mars is right there. Have you ever fucking been to Mars? No, but the Sea of Tranquility. Have you ever been there? No, but I know that Jupiter rises in the... Dude, stop. Everything that we've been told has been a lie. Every fucking thing that we have been told has been a lie. We don't even know how long we've been here. You understand what I mean? And that's not God's doing. That's the evil, that's the corrupt. They've lied to us for a very, very, very long time. However, they inadvertently show us sometimes in movies. What are the chances that they're going to put something like that in a movie? A puddle of water, and when you jump through it, remember, I told you the most important word is DNA. When you jump through it, all of a sudden you're somewhere else. But I think it all boils down to DNA. Now, where am I going with DNA? Why do I keep saying DNA over and over and over again? And I hope that this puts a lot of your suspicions to rest. Let's go back to the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm not censored. I don't give a fuck. The COVID-19 vaccine, the mRNA technology in it is meant to do what? If you've been watching my videos for long enough, you already know where we stand on this. And not to mention, it's not only me. It's meant to change and alter your DNA. Unfortunately, they're trying to alter our DNA to be the worst fucking thing ever, which is a spawn of Satan. Sounds funny. But it's true. Now, here's my question. What if we were not... Okay, let me rephrase that. What if we were free to just go wherever we wanted? Let's say if most people know Antarctica, so let's say if we were to go to Antarctica, or way past where Antarctica is. And let's say if we got to the same point where Truman was, as in the edge, as in you could see the fucking dome right there, right in front of you. Not up in the sky, but right in front of your face. What if the only thing that we needed to go to the other side, just like in that little movie, what is it? BFG, Big Friendly Giants or something? I don't know. I don't watch kids' movies. But they put it in kids' movies hoping that the adults don't notice. What if all we had to do was go to the edge, wherever, as far as I'm concerned, it's a circle, but one of the edges, and let's say if we jump through it just like that kid did in that movie, and we were in a completely different world? What if the only thing that gave us access to that other world was our God-given DNA? What if that is the purpose of the vaccine? What if they realized too many people were waking up? What if they made a last-ditch effort to try their best any way they possibly could? And believe me, there's a lot of money and brainstorming that went into this plan. Was to change and alter our DNA so that even if we wanted out, we couldn't get out. Because once you change this, what God gave us, pure bloods is what we call ourselves, isn't it? The second you change this, you can't leave here. What if that was the fucking plan all along? I don't expect everybody to agree with me. I really don't. I'm a realist. Most of you people are probably looking at me right now like I have two fucking heads. But in my own defense, I will say, if somebody told you that there was an elite group of people, the richest people in our society, the ones that make virtually every decision about what we can and cannot do with our lives, was secretly killing babies, eating them, drinking their blood, sacrificing them, having women getting pregnant just to deliver babies, just so that the babies could be slaughtered, you would call me crazy, wouldn't you? You would. But it turns out that all of that is fucking true. Think about it. This world is not what we think. I think we could all agree on that. You want to trust NASA? Hey, dude, by all means, go. You're just another fool following a bunch of other fools. I don't give a shit. Doesn't affect my life. That's not very Christian-like of me. I feel like I should want to hold people's hands and bring them up. But you know what? Some people sometimes, even, you know, some people that are in my deplorable, my deplorable family on Telegram, they just don't see it. And it's like, sometimes I have to ask myself, I'm like, are we looking at the world with like different glasses or some shit? And one thing that I love is when people start talking about shit that they know nothing about. People talking about asteroids and comets and meteors and the Van Helden belt or whatever the fuck they call it. None of that is real. It exists only in your imagination. Just like space. Just like Jupiter, Mars, Pluto, Uranus, Neptune. It only exists in your mind. Nowhere else. And if you continue to believe that, they did their fucking job. So to sum everything, and you know what? JB agrees with me on that one. They did a really good job at indoctrinating people. It's like some people are just so fucking lost. But to sum it up, I'll put it like this. What I believe, you don't have to believe this, but what I believe. If you could see this on this paper, that's where we live. This all is water. Everything above us, as above, so below, that's all water. That's why, for some reason, we can't seem to run out of it. Not to mention, civilizations from back in the 1700s and 1800s use water for electricity. Strangely, the thing is, we use water for electricity now, like, for example, at the Hoover Dam, And everybody says that it's some type of fucking mystery. Water is surrounding us. I don't know what God made whatever is up there out of. I have no idea. I'm not God. I would never, ever pretend to speak for God. But whatever it is, it seems as if inorganic material can never pass through it. And if I was willing to bet, I would say organic material can pass through it. Our DNA. And that's why they did a very good job at keeping us right in the middle. If you even try going near it, they'll kill you. I wonder why. I forgot who said it, but a wise man once said, maybe this planet is another planet's hell. And I'm starting to believe that. I don't know. Leave in the comments what you think. This is possibly one of the weirdest videos that I've ever made. But it weighed heavy on my soul, and I had to do it. I may lose some subscribers. It's okay. Doc has gone crazy. Yeah, really? I know. Says the same people who believe that you could fucking go into some fictitious place called outer space. Got it. I'll see you guys in a live stream later.